Neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Well, welcome home, everybody, to the July 20th, what is it? Yeah, it's the 26th. I doubted myself there at the last minute. The July 26th edition of My DVC Points Community Hall Live and Podcast. If you're tuning in on YouTube, this is a weekly show we host every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. And if you're tuning into the podcast edition of this, we'd love to have you come join us on YouTube or Facebook and join the conversation, because this is a very interactive show tonight. And speaking of interactive, we're going to try using our quiz software to do a poll tonight and have people vote through on this issue so we can get a really good tally as to how things are going. And if you're just now tuning in, please like, subscribe, and share the show. And I would like to come back in and start to welcome our discussion panel to the show tonight. So let me bring back a longtime visitor and a regular contributor here, Roxanne.
So, hey, guys.
Hey, Roxanne. How are you? How you doing tonight?
Doing great. Hope everyone's doing well.
Oh, we're doing great here. So now, Roxanne, where's your home resort? Or where's your home resorts? Let me ask that properly.
I know. Add-on-itis. So I started with direct at Copper Creek, and then we added on to Beach Club, and we also bought Old Key West Extended. So we have three now.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, are those loaded? Because I know we just bought those. So,
The Old Key West. I know I've seen a lot of chatter on the Facebook page. I do not have the points yet, but I got 218 carried over from 2019 and 218 coming for 2020. So, it'll be a nice 400 and something points. Can't wait to see those in my account. But
got it.
We're not there yet.
Got it. So that's what I was. Yeah, it doesn't sound like they've been loaded up yet. So.
No.
Okay, and now I'd like to welcome a first-time guest to the show. Let's welcome Danielle in. Hey, Danielle, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Danielle, how long have you been a member, and where are your home resorts at?
I started becoming a member in 2012 with the Grand Floridian and fell in love, so then I added on to Poly the next year, and then the next vacation we went on, I added on with Saratoga Springs. We did a resale with Disney, so we have a couple different resorts that we kind of bounce between, but my home is between the Grand and the Poly. So I'm excited to have this discussion.
That's actually a really good combo to have, because you've got the two like exclusive, you need the 11-month window to book, especially that Grand Flow. And then you pick up them Saratoga points to have those network points to just go use anywhere.
Yeah.
So awesome strategy on that one. So, and now let's welcome Justin to the show. So, hey, Justin, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. So, Justin, where is your home resort and how long have you been a member?
I've been a member since 2016 now, and I've got multiple ones. Add-on-itis just did strike me before I even closed on the very first resale. So we started with a Grand Floridian, then I added another Grand Floridian. Then I saw that the annual passes were a great deal if you had direct, so I bought a 25-point Beach Club. Then I realized 25 points wasn't enough to do much at Beach Club, so I bought another 25 points direct. And then we followed it up with 150 Riviera last year, about a year ago.
Oh, okay. So you picked up the Riviera direct then too?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you're like triple down on your blue cards then.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, once I saw the pictures and the Skyliner, I was just like, I need to get on this, so...
Yeah, that's true. That Skyliner is absolutely amazing and game-changing. So, absolutely amazing and game-changing, okay? So, tonight we're going to come back in and we're going to hit several key areas of this, of the resorts tonight. And let me see here. First up, Gina, it looks like, let's do this. Let's come back in and have everybody go to our polling software. Okay, this is normally the software that we use on Mouse Quiz. And so if you bring up a smartphone and you come over to crowd.live/shootout, or if you're really fancy, you can come back in and use the QR code. You just come in, you pick up your phone, turn the camera on, And then I'm going to point it over there at that monitor and do a scan to join. And watch this thing either work or not work and fail miserably. So yes, it works. So you'd come back in and you could put in your name and your email address and then hit go. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a little poll with everybody watching tonight and see how things turn out. And this is our first time using this particular technology as a poll in a live stream. So bear with us if there's some issues. But if you guys on screen could go ahead and do the same thing, that'd be awesome. And I'm just going to leave that down there and we'll keep this thing going. Hopefully it doesn't lock on me. That's what normally happens. And I remembered that's why I don't do that in trivia nights, is it locks from me not touching it. But we'll come back in. And then Gina, our first one is room size. So let me come back in and come back to our normal layout here. And talking about room size, right? So at the Polynesian, we've got really essentially two rooms, okay? You got the studios and the bungalows. And then which one of your Grand Flow owners wants to rep Grand Flow here for room size? Now, tell me about the villas that and the makeup there.
So I didn't grab the number of villas, but I know it's very small. But from what I gathered, the studios are 374 square feet. The one bedrooms are 844, two bedrooms, 1230. And then the Mac Daddy of them all, 2,800 square foot grand villas.
Oh, that grand villa is amazing.
That is serious points.
Yeah, that is some serious, serious stuff there. And so then just to compare that and just to compare the two of those, looking at that, I'm here on DVC Info now, and I'll come back in and...
The Poly is 447.
Oh, you've already got it. So
yeah. Nice.
Okay, because I'll come back in and, well, I can't do that. So Poly's 447, and that's for the studios, right?
Correct.
What about the size of the bungalows? Those seem a little tiny to me.
Let me pull it up.
I've got it right here from Russ.
Okay. So
1,093 square foot. Okay. And they sleep eight. That was what was killer and disappointing with me. And I remember from, we did a Polynesian bungalow review show, and it seemed like the consensus was, is it may say it sleeps eight, but it is a really tight eight.
Smaller than a two bedroom. I mean, that's tiny. They're usually like 1,200 something square feet, the two bedrooms.
Yeah, so it's pretty tiny. It's pretty tiny on there. And so, yeah, let me come back in, and I'm going to advance the poll and see what happens here. And, yeah, so my screen is now saying, you know, which resort has better rooms, okay? And I'm going to come back in and cast my vote there as well. And so we'll go ahead and do that. So if you're playing along, you can cast the votes, and then I'll be able to see them live time. And we'll go around through here and keep this discussion going with everybody. But yeah, and then the other thing is that Grand Villa over at the Grand Flow cannot be touched. Like, it is like the most opulent. It's got a media room in there, okay? And when they built the Riviera, they took the floor plan for the Grand Flow's Grand Villa, and they cut out the media room, and they said, that's good enough for over here at Riviera. So that's what we kind of got going on there size-wise over there. And yeah, so that's kind of it between the two. I think you've got the largest studios in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Right?
Because Hilton Head, I think, has the biggest of all the DVC studios. And then in on property in Florida, you've got, that's the biggest one.
Yep. And so,
which I was surprised. I really thought the Old Key West, but not true.
Yeah. I was shocked as well. But as well, I mean, those big studios, they did not convert. And that's kind of like the number one knock on the Poly is there's no one bedrooms. There's no two bedrooms. And I think that what keeps it from being the ultimate DVC resort of all times, in my opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come out and say it, okay? That's kind of it. So let's take a vote on just like room size, okay? We're not talking theme now. We're just talking room size, makeup, everything else that's out there about the rooms. And You guys ready to come back in and vote? So,
yeah.
Okay, let's see it. I'm going Grand Flow. Yep. So the four of us went Grand Flow. And then here on this one, let me come back in. If I hit this button, we can start to see 55% of the audience went with Grand Flow as well. Although that's a little different from what we had here. So we'll come back in and see that. Gina, can you see if you can figure out how to get the stuff to shift up whenever we're in banner mode? So that would be awesome if we could come back in and do that. So after room size, what do we've got next? We've got food options.
Check. Could I make one comment?
Yes.
I was going to say the studio is bigger, but I think it has a lot of wasted space compared to Grand Floridian, because that bathroom is a lot of wasted space. I mean, you can sleep two cribs in there if you wanted. And I don't really know what you're going to do with all that space. So it has 70 more square feet, but it's kind of wasted.
It is. Now, I do like that second shower. Okay. Yes. But that main bathroom has a lot of wasted square footage in it. And to your point, I think they could have done something better with the bathroom layouts than what they did. And I just don't know engineering wise and structurally wise, what was in like the underneath of the rooms and what forced them to put things structurally wise the way they did. But that's kind of it.
But I would say you do get the double shower in Grand Floridian too.
Yeah.
So you got a rain shower in the Grand Flow studio.
Oh, okay. So you've got the split tub and shower like you've got over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got a shower tub with can't remember the toilets in that one or not, or the sink is. And then it's just like Riviera, basically, where you got a dedicated shower in one area and then a dedicated tub shower.
Got it. So now let's talk food and restaurants. Okay. And I'm just going to a post came up today, and I think like one of the Saratoga groups that my buddy Randy runs, and they said, hey, who's got the best resort food out there in all of DVC? And I was like, well, you've got Ohana, and then you've got Captain Cook's, and I could just team the two of those up together and like beat all y'all, right?
Okay. Yeah, agree.
Between Ohana and Captain Cook's, right? And then if I were to come back into it and look at Trader Sam's, you've also got Kona Cafe, okay, and Pineapple Lanai over there. You cannot deny Pineapple Lanai. Like that is just like evident. So I was going to say, if I were to put those three together, they'd still rank number two, in my opinion. Okay. But you put it all in one resort, it's hands down Poly for me. Like food wise, hands down Poly. But the Grand Flow team, you guys go at it. Tell me, pitch your stuff, right?
Well, that's great. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you got that 1900 Park Fair when the characters are out and those two stepsisters are screaming and you got the prince and it is hysterical. That was the best character. My kids love that. We were laughing so hard. We got so many good pictures and the food was really good. So I don't know, Chad. I think you've got some really good choices over at the Grand Flow.
Some good ones over there, right? But you know, my kids have stories of Stitch picking his nose and wiping a booger on him. Okay.
Yeah, so
maybe that's just like a little more less hoity toity, you know, Victorian element.
True.
Okay.
And I think that's what you get from it, because when you're at the Grand, the selection is different. It's not as family oriented, I would say. You have Narcooses, you have Citricos, you have Victoria and Alberts. And so you're the group that you're actually looking to please is going to be the adults, the couples that are going to Disney. And for DVC members, sometimes it's that, you know, elegant theme, you know, when you're celebrating an anniversary and, you know, you have family staying with the kids or you're on your trip on your own. It's nice to switch it up and have some fine dining in there too, but it's not going to meet the needs of the families that are coming.
Yeah. You got the fun factor over at the Poly for the restaurants. I mean, those restaurants are fun. They're really fun, right. But I think over the Grand Flow, the quality of the food, I mean, lobster sliders at the pool for $14.99. I mean, best kept secret, according to the bartender, for a quick service lunch is those lobster sliders. That's the only place you can get those is at the Grand Flow pool bar.
Which pool bar is that?
That is the main pool with the rock wall.
The DVC side?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. So
I don't think I've seen those actually.
I mean, and you can use them if you're on the meal plan for a quick service. And the bartender said, best value quick service is those lobster sliders.
Hmm.
And their quick service at Gasparilla's isn't bad either. I think, I mean, I like the idea of having that salad bar where you can kind of have a nice fresh selection when you're eating sometimes Disney cuisine. You know, it's a lot of fried food. It's a lot of park food. And so it's nice to have something that was a little bit, you know, quality tasting.
I was going to say, Polly's a good option if you want to gain 10 pounds on your trip.
Yeah, right.
That Captain Cook's French toast, stuffed French. Oh, my
Tonga
God.
Toast.
Oh, the time
nachos. On vacation, dude.
Nachos from the Tambu Lounge nachos. Woo.
And if the Enchanted Rose, I didn't get to go into this last time, but I did peek in. It looks really nice for the bar.
But if you have a little girl, that perfectly princess tea party over at the Grand Flow is pretty nice. And it's really good pictures and you just time for, you know.
Hey, I will give it to them on the characters. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got pineapple and I'm a Dole Whip addict.
True.
Okay.
True.
So like, but again, Sam's, like Trader Sam's, that's like no bar can hang in any Disney place other than maybe Trader Sam's over at Disneyland.
Again, if you have a little girl, you got that Enchanted Rose lounge with the whole Beauty and the Beast. I mean, that's hard to good theming.
Yeah.
And the tea party.
The tea party
the
too, yeah.
That's
yeah, and
nice
I'll give
too.
You all the strawberry soup stuff. That's kind of unique. Okay.
Yep.
The other thing I'll give over to Grand Flow is over there at the Gasparilla Grill. It's the only 24/7 quick service on property.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So you have to hand it to them for that. And the food is decent over there. It's not my favorite quick service. Okay. It's not in my top four. Okay, but it's probably like five or six is where it's coming in.
And we forgot to mention the Grand Floridian Cafe. I know it doesn't get high ranks, but it's pretty good food. The fried chicken there, they were doing a chicken and waffles. It's not there right now. I went this last week, not on the menu with the limited menu, but they do a chicken fried chicken that's still amazing for dinner. And because it's kind of off the beaten path for resort dining, you can usually get a reservation pretty easily.
I was thinking that too. I've had no troubles getting reservations over the Grand Flow. I mean, you've got Narcoozie's, Grand Flow Cafe, Citrico. I mean, there's so many options there. You can get in anywhere. It's really nice.
Yeah, and that's the Grand Flow Cafe is known to be a really good value as well.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you've got the over the top Victoria and Albert's there as well. Okay.
Yep.
And then, but my buddy Ron here points out, he's like, don't forget about the luau at the Poly.
Okay? That takes away points, doesn't it?
Sometimes I'd like luau. To forget about the luau.
It was a one and done for me, but it's still a unique deal. Okay.
You get good pictures at the beginning and they take family pictures with the Lays. I mean, it is kind of cute, but.
Yeah. And then Holly was saying that we've never eaten anywhere at the Grand Flow, but I still think I'd give it to Poly if we had. Okay. And yeah, so those are our comments there. I forgot to do comments on the last section, but so food options there. I'm still like, I'm like Team Poly, right? So everybody at home should be able to vote and have got their votes in. So I'm going to go ahead and vote and the Tiki God wins. Okay. So yes, I've got my own little Tiki thing to vote. Where are you guys at? Are you guys still champion the Grand Flow over there?
I'm kind of halfway.
I'm Polly all the way. Ohana, you can't beat Ohana.
See, what's great is if you stay at either one, you can walk to either one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can still walk over and grab a meal at the other one. So I get that. But according to our crowd survey here, so we've got 78% of those people saying they are Team Polly on this. And so that's a really, really, really good indicator there. Because like I said, Ohana, I think you're just talking about a different level of crowd when you get into the Grand Flow foods there as well. So next up then, let's go over to resort amenities and see what you guys think. So now resort amenities is everything but the pools, because I think we have pools as another area coming up. So both of them have the beach. I know over at, you've got the, well, pools would be the children's play area as well. That is the water play area. I don't think either one of them have a playground for children that's dry. And
no.
I do know you've got outside the pool area, you've kind of got the chess things over at Grand Flow. And you've got a couple of things on the pool deck to play with that is borderline whether you put it in with the pool or not.
You're missing the big one, Chad.
Okay, bring it to me.
Senses Spa.
So, yes, you do have Senses Spa right between the two, I'm going to point out.
It's right outside the door of the DVC,
And you have a wedding pavilion. I mean, you can see brides and grooms. It's really beautiful. I mean, it's a great, great little pavilion.
Yeah, that's true. You've got the wedding pavilion over there.
Yep.
You've got, I think, a little bit more affordable boat options over at the Poly because you've got the little tiny speedboats.
Yeah.
You've got some pontoons. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Grand One over there for the Grand Flow.
I thought they had the same boats over at Grand Floridian. Did they not?
Well, I know they've got the Grand One that's docked over at Grand Flow, and they've got like the yachts you can take out onto Bay Lake.
I think they have the pontoon boats as well.
They probably do. Okay.
I haven't checked.
Yep. And then Ron points out that you also have the workout gym for Polynesian over at the Grand Flow. Because if you're staying at the Polynesian, you can use your magic band and get into the gym over at the Grand Flow because the Poly does not have their own gym. They're reliant on the Grand Flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But you've also got the hula lessons going on over there at the Poly. Okay. And
the Grand actually has Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Oh. Caleb already beat me to it.
That's Caleb's already came back in and chimed in here as well.
That's such a good hotel for girls. I mean, the tea party, the Bibbidi Bobbidi, the music in the lobby. I don't know. It's just
the music in the lobby.
The music in the lobby is like daytime. You know, daughter and me dance. I mean, daughter and daddy dance all day long.
That's the Cinderella thing at like 2.
Yeah, every day in the afternoon. Awesome. They have the parade and
my daughter loved that.
You have to bow to the full orchestra and those musicians over there at the Grand Flow. Okay. The piped in tiki music stuff is cool at the Poly and it gives it a nice vibe, but it just can't hang with the live musicians. That one I will say, right.
And doesn't the Poly have, it used to be Never Never Land Club when my kids were little, but I think it's like Lilo's Playhouse.
Yeah.
I think it's gone.
It's gone. My kids love that Never Never Land. That was awesome.
They closed a lot of the kid rooms like 2 years ago.
I was so bummed about that.
They do have a lot of thematic elements for kids. I remember when I was there in February, my son's 5 now, and he loved like going outside the storytelling. They would actually make their own lays and they would be able to get their name written in different symbols from the Hawaiian culture. And just that thematic element behind it was really fun for them, you know, and it was a little educational. And I don't see that happening as much at the Grand.
I have not seen a whole lot of cast member kid interaction over there. Okay. Yeah. I haven't. And I see more of it going on at the Poly and they've got a little putting green out there as well. So I, to be honest though, I haven't stayed at Grand Flow with my kids. Okay.
Oh.
It was an adult only weekend. So I'm trying to look back into it and I'm like, on their list for going there without them, like you wouldn't believe. I will go there one more time at least. And that's just to come back into this and watch what's going on with the kids over at Grand Flow and check that off the list because they all want the TVs in the bedroom as well.
Oh, the mirror in the bathroom. That's the best part.
We forgot that over there at the rooms. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there is a basketball court, I think, by the gym area at the Grand Flow.
There is, yep.
And I want to say there's some outdoor grills by there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Poly has some really nice, like, high-end Viking grills in the middle of the DVC section as well. Okay, so you've really got some good grilling options if you want to grill your own stuff. Like, why you would do that with Ohana right next door, I don't know, okay? But I guess it's an option, okay?
True.
And so, as far as amenities goes, I know this isn't a big deal for some people, but if you do laundry, I think Grand Floridian does laundry every other floor. I might be wrong on that. Whereas the Poly, I think there's just one per longhouse.
No, there's one.
No, one at all together.
laundry yeah. room for all three longhouses.
Oh, then I got really lucky because I was right across the hallway from the when I was at Poly. But yeah, at Grand Flow, it's either every other floor or there's several, I think, in the thing.
Or if you have a one or two bedroom or the Grand, you have it right in your room.
Yeah.
Which is nice, you know, exactly. You don't get that at the Poly.
Unless you go all out bungalow as well. And I can right. tell you from the point calculators as well. Well, we'll get to those in the point charts. I'll just keep in line, Chad, keep in line, right? but Ron was pointing out that there's the outside movie theater at the Poly, which I haven't seen movies on the lawn at the Grand Flow, but I wouldn't
they
be
do.
Shocked.
They used yeah, to they have do. Them.
They used to have them. And yeah. then the s'mores, too, I think they had, too.
Yeah, that's kind of a standard DVC thing, right?
Yeah.
Or a standard deluxe resort deal, okay? And then just looking back through the comments, we picked up boat rentals here. And so Rachel's tuning in saying hi and coming back in. I think we've got the resort guest amenities things covered here so as well. And so now we're going to take a vote and we'll come back in and the audience should be advanced to this question so they can vote on their cell phones. And I'll have to keep unlocking and do this, but we'll take a vote here on screen, and I am Team Grand Flow on resort amenities. So,
me too.
Yeah, yeah. I think Bibbidi Bobbidi, the spa, all of that together. You just
I'll tell you.
That.
At Easter, we went 1 year to the Grand Flow. We stayed there, and the lobby with the Easter eggs and everything was decorated. Oh my God, it was gorgeous for Easter.
And the gingerbread house at Christmas.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, it was so
oh,
nice.
You forgot. How could we forget the gingerbread house there as a resort amenity?
They yeah, do absolutely. Really, I mean, for holidays, they do it up at the Grand. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yep. And so the crowd went with us on this one as well. 67% of the vote, 68% of the votes now coming back in there. And so we're going to advance on to the next round of questions here. And let me come back over to this. And let's talk location. So which resort has the best location? So Roxanne, I want you to start us off.
All right. I polled all three of our teenagers, ages 19, 16, and 13, and all three of them said they'd rather stay at the Grand Flow. I was shocked. And my husband said the same thing, because we've stayed at both. And I said to my 16-year-old, why? Like, the Poly's so fun, the vibe. And he said, Mom, it's closer. It's the first stop on the monorail. I was like, he's like, the location's awesome. And I said, you can't walk. He's like, yeah, well, they're going to change that. So, but he's like, he thought it was the best location.
Okay. Cause it's the shortest monorail ride to Magic Kingdom.
First stop. Okay. He said, yeah, that's what he
but
said.
But it's the
he
last said. One coming home. So that's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a double-edged sword. And me, myself, I would rather take first stop getting off. Okay. Right. And then first stop getting on over at Bay Lake. So
right.
I think the sooner you are in that circle, in that loop, the better. But
yeah.
Danielle, what's some of your thoughts here?
I really have to say Polynesian. I love when you're staying at a DVC building, you're able to walk to the ticket transportation center. That was a time saver with two little kids. And we needed to get back for nap because otherwise our whole rest of the day was going to be off. Being that close so we could get to Epcot really easily and not have to trade monorails and get off at the ticket transportation and back on another one to Epcot. That was huge. And it was a quick two stops to be able to get to Magic Kingdom. Now with having the walkway coming from the Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom, that might help at the end of the evening, but you still have to walk. So being able to be just a couple stops on the monorail is a time saver.
Yeah. So Justin, let's throw you full screen here. What do you think, buddy? Lay it on us.
Yeah, she stole my thunder.
Sorry, Justin.
I'm pretty much team Grand Flow the whole way, which is why I bought there. But the TTC location, the time I stayed there with my daughter, you could go to and from Epcot. It's 5-minute walk, I want to say, to the TTC. And as far as even, I don't even mess with the resort monorail when I'm at Poly. I just go straight to TTC because you get a resort monorail or a express monorail going every about 5 minutes, 4 minutes. And there's one stop. It's that in Magic Kingdom. So you are at Magic Kingdom in 4 or 5 minutes once you get on. So whereas if you get on the monorail resort, it takes about 10, maybe 11. So I, or maybe somewhere in that range, I would much rather take the TTC because it's just, boom, you're done.
Got it.
And you got the ferry boat. Plus you got two ferry boats. You got the big ferry boat. You can take TTC. And if you want to take the resort boat, you can stop the Grand Flow, go to the Poly.
Got it. Yeah, I'm team Poly on location. And the reason why, and I think Willie picked this up in a pro tip here as well, but he goes, pro tip that came in handy for Run Disney Marathon, you can walk to the TTC and one stop from Magic Kingdom on the Express Loop. So he picked up exactly what you were saying there as well, Justin. And if you're in the DVC buildings, you're right next to TTC. A lot of people have said it's faster to go to TTC than it is to the monorail stop at the main resort, depending on which DVC building you're in. Definitely Pongo Pongo and probably the Moorea building. So, yeah, I got to work on my Polynesian names here. But yeah, if you're in either one of those two buildings, it's definitely closer to do that. You've got the two boat options to get there. You've got two monorail options to get there. And then you can walk and have a single monorail ride to Epcot from Poly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shorter walk. You could still do it from the Grand Flow, right? Because I think the part of the TTC thing is you're just going to get a little bit more extra walk from the Grand Flow, but you could still do that. And then the same is true for the walk to Magic Kingdom. When that thing gets built, you can still take that. But for me, having two monorail options, that's like the tiebreaker in two different boat options. That TTC proximity thing is really kind of good, but also as well, if you're in the bungalows, that TTC thing, or you're in a lake studio with the horns, that location thing can drive people batty. I've heard a lot of comments
that's
on
true.
That as well.
Yeah.
So that TTC thing is a double-edged sword. But now let's come back in and vote and see which resort has the best location. And let's see if I've got some more comments here as well before we do ours, okay? And Vicky was saying, I'd rather boat than monorail.
Me too.
And Sandy was saying, walking distance to TTC for the monorail to Epcot. Yes, we covered that one. Amy was saying, location is kind of a draw. I like walking to TTC from Poly to get to Epcot. We aren't Magic Kingdom people. So, yes, and it's definitely an Epcot resort with that quick walk to TTC, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Poly is both a Magic Kingdom resort and an Epcot resort for that simple reason as well.
As far as the buses are, if you're driving, does either matter?
What's that?
I said if you're going to be going to Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom, does either have an advantage?
No, because in the day, prime times, they're going to share buses, okay? But Poly is the first stop,
yeah.
You know, in that loop. It's the first one on and it's the first one off, okay? So you've got a better chance of getting a seat in normal time, right? When you know, we're not doing all the social distancing on the buses when it gets back to that. So that would be another marker in my side, okay, for the Poly, right?
So we've actually gotten off at Poly when my daughter was like screaming when she was like 18 months old. So she was on the bus just screaming. So we just went ahead and got off and walked. Huh? Plus you can pick up some sushi at the Kona Cafe area. On your way there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right there. Cause you come off the monorail right up at the top deck there.
Yep.
And you could always pop off at the monorail there and come down and pick up a Dole Whip.
Not that
I've done that every time I pass it, but okay. Yeah. Hi, my name is Chad. I have a Dole Whip addiction. So. Caleb says, also the Magic Kingdom monorail won't be full in the morning. So whereas the Resort Loop one very well could be because you've got everybody from Contemporary Bay Lake Tower, picking up more people at TTC, picking up more people at Poly, right? And being that in the mornings, being that final stop will work against you because they will be full by the time they get there.
It's especially bad at Christmas time. I found at Grand Flow, it's at 6 p.m. time, it gets really packed because there's people just riding the resorts to check them out. I've had to wait two or three different monorails once.
Got it. So let's go ahead and vote on screen with this one. And I am Team Poly here all the way. And I got to come back in and unlock my phone and vote Poly on that. And sending in my vote now. And it looks like According to the crowds. And Danielle, I didn't see your vote. Are you Team Polly here?
Team Polly. Yep.
It was unanimous on screen, and 85% of the people watching have went Team Polly. Okay. So, yes. And let's move on to the next round here. And we've got coming up. So, which resort has a better use of points? So now we're talking point charts. And this one's going to be difficult, okay? I'm just going to tell you. Because if you're talking two of the most expensive point charts in Walt Disney World,
yeah.
Okay? Alani can hang with them and Grand Cal can hang with them. But you're talking primo locations at both of those other places. So if it's like two different shades of ugly we're asking on the point charts.
Yeah.
So I can also tell you this from doing the My DVC points calculator, and we ran the water cooler deal for if you were to stay 365 years, what is the most expensive thing out there? And it is by far those bungalows are the most expensive option in the entire DVC system. And then when you look at it and go, okay, the Alani and Grand Flow come in like second and third there.
Yeah.
In terms of overall point cost. And you look at this and go, but they sleep 12 and this doesn't sleep 8 comfortably, according to a lot of people.
Nope.
It is by far the most expensive deal there. Okay.
Yep.
But
right up there. Yeah. And Riviera. Riviera is high too.
Yeah. It's there, but it's still not into the same league, okay? You're still talking 200 points for a lake studio for a week, okay, on the point charts. That's a little steep to me when we kind of go in the summer, okay? So everything on my view is in the summer when my family normally goes. 200 for a studio? Yowzers, okay?
Wow. Yeah.
But
you get five people. You do get five people. So it's a good value in the fact of five in a Grand Flow, five in a Polly. I love that. If you want to stay in those studios and maximize those points over the year.
And if you're lucky enough to own there and you can book a lock off two bedroom over at the Grand Flow, you get 10. So
nice.
Right. Yeah. If you really want to cram in some people.
Yeah.
So that being said, do you guys have any other comments on point charts? So Justin.
Daniel. No, they're both very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I worry a little bit about if they ever want to reallocate points where they move some from the bungalows. Because I know pre-COVID that was sometimes you wouldn't see those bungalows because they're so expensive being booked. And so at least the times that I was going. And so I wonder if they ever reduce a little bit of the points there, that's going to cause the price of the studios to go up where you have more flexibility with different rooms at the Grand. So I think that's in the back of my mind at all times too.
Yeah. That one's a scary deal, right? And I own 100 points at Polly, not a whole lot there, but I do own a couple of 50 pointers there. And yeah, I'm really worried. And I did not take that into account because I bought them to stay there President's Weekend. Okay. So that weekend where you get that day off for President's Day in February, a nice 4-day stay, thinking fly in, Magical Express in, 4 days there. And as soon as they mess up the point charts, that perfect 100 that I had will not work anymore.
And I feel like I've heard a lot of people say they bought Polly for 4th of July, going down to that beach and watching those fireworks on that beach because you don't have to deal with the crowd. So that's a really good use of those points for 4th of July.
Yeah. Yep, I got some Bay Lake Tower for 4th of July, and I'm sticking with it for that. One of these days, I will have a bungalow view when the fireworks going. Like, that's on my bucket list. Yep. Seriously on my bucket list.
If I ever do the bungalows, I'm not going to the parks. I'm just hanging in that room because that is very expensive. Right. I'm going to make every minute count.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't see any comments here from the audience here on point charts here, but let's go ahead and take a vote really quick on screen. Which resort has the best use of points? And I am going to go Grand Flow on this one. So, yep, VGF all the way. And then when we look at this and we come back in and we look and see how the audience voted, you're talking about 71% is going Grand Flow as well. So I think the Grand Flow has that one nailed. it's just so much more forgiving there on those point charts. So, and then Gina, I think we messed this question up, so we're just going to have to skip it. So, which resort has the best theme? Again, I told you this is our first night trying this technology out, but we'll have it better for next time. So let's talk theme here. Obviously, you've got the Polynesian, and it's not just Hawaiian. It is all of that Polynesian culture from all of that Pacific islands out there. And originally, if you go back into like the history of it, they started to name the buildings in geographic location to each other as they would be in the ocean. Then they got away from it. Then they started to shift back to it and renaming some of the buildings. But you've got this wonderful Polynesian theme there. And yeah, the luau, everything, the chill vibe. So I absolutely positively love that. But what do you guys think on Grand Flow?
Just like lush tropical vacation. I love the tiki torches at night when you're walking around. I feel like, oh, that's so romantic. And it's just so Hawaiian and Alani. Just makes you feel like you're on vacation.
So Danielle, Justin?
Yeah, I agree. I think that you can't outdo the Poly as far as theming. I think that even like the plant life out there, it makes you, it immerses you in it. It gives you that Disney magic that you are in the Polynesian islands, where the Grand's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I love the Grand. I love the architecture, the Victorian style, but it doesn't have that wow factor that the Poly has. So.
Justin, okay. I feel like there's a disagreement coming in here, Justin. No.
I stepped foot in the Poly and I said, where's the Brady Bunch from the 70s?
That's what my husband said.
This Brady Bunch goes to Hawaii. That's all I could think about when I was there.
That's funny.
So, I don't know. It just feels like a cheap knockoff to me. The smell's not there for me. You walk into the Grand Floridian, I just feel high end. I love that feeling. Don't get it all the time. So just walk in, get that smell. And sometimes I actually don't like the gingerbread smell because I don't get my normal Grand Floridian smell. But I love everything about the Grand Floridian. I know some people think it's a little too like grandma, but I think with the recent updates they've done to the rooms and stuff, it's not so many floral patterns. Like, they still need to overhaul Grand Flow Cafe. That's still got the too much old floral pattern for me. But I just love the over-the-top crown molding they got everywhere. I'm a big crown molding nut. So,
and let's not forget the whole Mary Poppins motif there in the DVC lobby.
Yeah.
With that fountain and the penguins.
Do you know there's an error in that penguin fountain?
You said there's an error in it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not know that.
And here's what's funny is my oldest daughter, when she was, 2.5, I said, hey, do you know what that fountain's supposed to be from? She's like, well, I think it's Mary Poppins, but it's wrong. I said, what do you mean it's wrong? She's like, there's too many penguins. Oh. And I said, what are you talking about? She's like, well, there's 7 here. There's supposed to be 4. And I was like, are you kidding me? She's like, no, there's 4. And again, she's 2.5. So I walked up to the concierge. I said, can I have Mary Poppins? So we rented the DVD, walked up to the room, played it, and sure enough, there's 4 penguins. So they have 7. And yeah, my kid's somewhat, cool. I don't know, she's like Rain Man with Dustin Hoffman, but she notices things like that.
Well, that's pretty observant. So
she also knew what colors the horses were in Mary Poppins, like, and whether their eyes or mouths were open.
Nice. That's pretty observant. That's pretty observant as well. And I do like the theme at Grand Flow. Okay. And I will be honest with you, Justin, there's an element of me that picks up what you're talking about with that Brady Bunch, because
yes,
and it's going to offend a lot of people. Okay. Just brace yourself now. I'm going to offend everybody, but it seems like it's a poor man's knockoff Alani.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. My kid said, hey, once you've been to the real Hawaii, why would I want to go with the Poly? I'm like, oh my God, like that's a horrible thing to say, but I'm like, I don't know. I love the Poly. I can't believe you would say that. He says it's not. Once you've been to Alani, it's like it kind of ruins it. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, so I realize all of that, okay? I realize the Mary Poppins thing is cool, right? Every time I'm at the Grand Flow, I feel like there's somebody going, look, Martha, a peasant in a My GVC Points t-shirt in cargo shorts.
Like, why? Doesn't he have a collared shirt? Cool.
Yes, you know? It's so polite that Disney lets the peasants come in here. That's the feeling that I get. There,
you need your vineyard vines or something. I don't know. Make it preppier.
Yeah, that's the aura and the feel that I get. So let's take a real quick vote on screen here for best theme. And let's see. I'm going to go Team Polly, even though I think it's a knockoff Hawaii. But
yep. Me too. It's fun. It's
so
a vibe.
Three out of four of us love are, it. And we'll have to come back in on that one.
Yeah.
And let's see here. And Linda was saying, Justin, not a fan of the Polly either, that she loves the Grand. Okay. And I think that's the only theming questions we had there. So let me come back in and advance crowd purr, see if we got the next question right. So transportation options. So it seems like we did that one somehow. But I am going to come back in, and I'm Team Polly on that one. And all the way. We're kind of running short on time here because we're about ready to do this. But oh, come on in. So, yeah, I'm Team Polly on transportation options because I think we covered that with location. Okay. Because
yeah,
I think the boats and all of that are we nailed that pretty good. And then you're usually first on, first off at the Polly. Okay, in terms of the buses. So I'm Team Polly there. And let's give everybody watching a chance to vote on that one. Is there any more discussions here on transportation at the two resorts?
No, boat, bus, monorail. That's pretty much it.
And even if if you're a golfer, it's the same distance pretty much to the golf course. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go too, right? So I'm Team Polly on this one all the way. And see if my autofocus will work on this. No, it's not picking it up. So, oh, it did. I guess this is not all that focused.
Sweep. Polly sweeps it.
Polly sweeps it. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
So transportation and according to the crowd, so we are, crowd is 88% Team Polly here as well. So let's come back in and advance on to the next round. And which resort has the best pools? So pools. So over at the Polly, you've got the lava pool. And then you've got the Oasis Quiet Pool. And I do know that there are private cabana rentals over at the Oasis Pool as well at the Polly, but I'm not sure that Grand Flow has any cabanas for rental.
Oh,
do they,
yeah.
Justin?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They okay. do. Yep, they do.
Are they at the big pool slide. Or the DVC pool with the slide?
With the slide for sure. They have two or three over them.
Okay. So they've got some cabana rentals over there as well. And I'll give them the bonus points for that being at the what I consider to be the feature pool at DVC. Because if you don't have a slide, you're not the feature pool. Like, I don't care how big everything else is. I don't care. No slide, no feature pool. But that's a little bit reversed over there to me. But you've got like splash areas at both of them. Okay. This is where I'm at a loss because I didn't bring my kids to this. Okay, so they have not played at the Grand Flow splash area. I know they did dig the Polly area, and that was a ton of fun with a couple of little slides there and sprayers and fountains. So, yeah. Yeah. And let's see if the audience has, yeah, for everybody watching, what do you guys think on the pools there? And Roxanne, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I'd prefer the Polly. I just like the vibe over there at the pool. And it's, you know, you can see the whole Seven Seas Lagoon and everything. It's just, it's right there. It's so pretty. I mean, I just like the views. It's just gorgeous. I'm kind of Team Polly, but I mean, my kids love the Grand Floridian pool too. I mean, I thought the Grand Flow was a one and done, but they said they'd go back in a heartbeat. So I was really, they actually liked the Grand Flow better than the Polly, the family. And I was shocked. I thought we'd never want to stay there again. So
just out of curiosity, Roxanne, were you in a one bedroom or a two bedroom at Grand
Flow? No, we only stayed at in a studio. This was like 3 years ago. The kids were smaller, but in a studio and a standard. And the one thing I did was went on touring plans and looked at all the rooms, and I put in three or four rooms, and we got our first choice, and we had a standard, but we were facing the front where the fireworks were. We had the monorail up on the, you know, fourth or fifth floor. It was great.
So you got the room I've always tried to get.
Yeah, it was really good.
Danielle, what's your thoughts here?
I really love Polly. I think that we've stayed at the Cabanas. Every time we go, we get one of the Cabanas there, and they're so much cheaper than the ones at the Grand. And you don't need like the mini fridge stocked and all of that. Like you have your usually the reusable mugs, or, you know, you can buy a drink. And that I really feel like is the only difference between them. It still has like a nice shaded area. You go, you get your towels, you have the people that come around and offer you drinks and food and things like that. But I just think that the splash pad is better. The pools, the slides better, hands down Poly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin?
To be honest, I've only done the Poly once, and that was with the older daughter when she was almost turning 5. So, but she had a bad experience on the dark side. She hit her head because she didn't know which way it was turning. So, so that was the, we weren't there too long. I had to go into daddy concussion protocol. So, but I do think that splash pad on the Poly looked more fun, but she didn't want to play with it. She thought she was too old for it at that time. And then, but the hot tub, you guys haven't talked about the hot tub. There is no hot tub at the DVC Grand Flow side. There is a hot tub that is really amazing at the Poly. It's, I want to say it's an Infinity Edge overlooking Bay Lake.
Yeah. So,
it's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. And yep, you've got one at the Oasis pool as well. I've been to the Oasis pool hot tub, right? Mm-hmm. And then I do know there's a really nice bar around the backside over there at Poly as well.
So, and they're both like zero entry, right? Infinity pools, I believe. Yeah, I know they both are. So that's a nice feature for the littler kids.
But what I do like about the DVC on the Grand Flow is you can walk out the, you can go down the stairs by the Grand Villas, exit the building, and you're just, I don't know, 30, 40 yards from the entrance to the pool.
Yeah. So
it's a lot closer walk than Poly.
To what I call the feature pool there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Now, if you want to go to the other pool at the Grand Flow, it's quite the hike.
Yes.
Okay? A little more hike, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That one is as well. And the dark slide at Poly, with it being completely enclosed and like cemented over, that's a little bit weird. Okay. I could see how your daughter would have an issue there. But the benefit to that is you've got locker rooms in the underside of that lava mountain. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are actual locker rooms right in there, really close to the pool. You've got some areas where you can hang out in there behind the waterfall at Poly. So you've got some really cool waterfall areas there as well.
The grotto. The grotto thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a pool table out there too?
What's that?
Isn't there a pool table just off the pool somewhere? You can shoot pool?
That I don't know. I haven't tried that.
So. I also felt like there was a lot more pool chairs over at the Poly. It just seemed like there was more capacity and a little bigger. And I had a hard time finding chairs at the Grand Flow. It was just really crowded. We went in August. It was mobbed and early August before the Southern schools went back. So it's pretty crowded. Yeah,
I can tell you this, every time I've been to the feature pool at Poly, it's wall to wall people.
Yeah.
Okay. There is no social distancing at that pool.
Okay. No.
Like you are just on top of each other. So they've probably had to pull some chairs out and really regulate that during this time frame.
Well, right now the Grand Floridian pools are empty. I was just there. There is nobody. Because half the hotel shut down for the NBA and they're not allowed to go over there. So
that's true.
You've got pretty much DVC has the DVC pool all to themselves right now. And will, as long as the NBA is using that hotel.
Wow. That's wild.
And so Ron was saying that, yes, there is a pool table behind the cave here as well. And
yep.
So, and then Amy says, I'm so afraid my son will stain something at the Grand Flow. Your kids are going to be your kids. Yep.
I dropped a popcorn bucket there just this last week, so it'll be okay.
All right. Take one for the team there. Okay. Let's go ahead and do a quick vote here. Which resort has the best pool? We'll come back in. The audience should already be there, and I'm going to come in and send in my vote there. But I am Team Poly on this one. Me and the Tiki Man.
Almost a sweep, Justin.
So Justin's still going with the Grand Flow there. And I could somewhat see that.
I like that slide. It's a really good slide.
It's okay slide. It's
you're killing me.
Well, to me, they're not in the top 5 of all of my DVC slides though. So I can't. You know, it's okay if it's not top 5, right? Because there's only 16 of them. So if you're not in the top third, come on now.
Not the pirate slide at the beach club. Sorry, guys.
it's not pirates. It's not creepy clown. It's not even,
you know, there's no,
it's not even Saratoga's paddock slide, because that thing's pretty amazing as well.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's come back into the overall final question here of overall resort winner for between the two. Okay. Best overall resort tonight. And I don't think there's a lot else we can say on this, but we'll have some fun voting and seeing who all's watching and see what they've got to come back in and vote on here. But I am going to go where I own, and I'm going Team Polly here all the way, because of Ohana, because of the cheesy tiki vibe that is the poor man's Alani. I still kind of dig it. Okay. Even though it is what it is, but we all go to these cheesy knockoff Hawaiian parties around all over. So having one at Disney, that's great. I will, to your point, Justin, knock off a few points for the luau. Okay.
One and done.
Yeah, I don't plan on going back to that one. I might later if my kids were older and they asked to come back in, because really only my oldest went and she was 5 at the time. So when all of them get old enough, if they all want to do it again, I would do it one more time. But that's where I'm at with the Spirit of Aloha show. And then Tiki, Trader Sam's, like, best bar on property, most fun, most creative, everything. So that's where I'm at. Roxanne, final thoughts here?
Oh, man, I'm going to go Polly. And my family is going to kill me because I took a vote and 3 kids and the hubby said Grand Flow any day of the week. And I'm like, over Polly? Me personally, I would choose the Polly. If it were studios, obviously, I'd go Polly. Now, if I'm trying to hit those 1 bedrooms and 2 bedrooms, I'm going to go Grand Flow. But I really like the vibe. I like the lush tropical vacation. You walk in, you get off that monorail, you feel like you're on vacation. You're there to party. You're there to have a drink at that, you know, Mai Tai. Give me the Mai Tai. Give me the little umbrella in my drink. I'm ready to roll, you know.
Lapu-lapu pineapple.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I forgot the lapu-lapu. Yes. Now you're bringing me
How
back.
Can you forget
okay.
it?
No. And like, I love Asian food. So the sushi, all that kind of stuff, it just makes you feel like you're in a lush tropical paradise and in Hawaii, but you're not. So, but yeah, I would definitely choose the Polly if I had to choose studios.
Got it. Danielle, what are you thinking?
Polly all the way. The location is huge for us. Dole whips whenever you want. Just there's nothing better. I love it.
Scott's backing us up here, right?
Yep.
Dole whip, yes, case Scott. Closed. Polly wins. Okay. Yep. So, okay. And then Justin, give us one last plea here for Grand Flow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. if I want to be the 70s Brady Bunch, I can go to Adventureland and hang out. I can, if I want to be with the unwashed masses, I spend all day with them. I want to get off and just go straight VGF, get clean, have a nice, get a martini at Enchanted Rose, listen to the orchestra, be my refined self, listen to the piano player. By the way, Wes, the piano player, is amazing.
And, yeah.
I'll get there at 4 or 5 p.m. and just sit there for 2 hours and just listen to the piano guy and the orchestra. And especially when I'm by myself, I'll just sit there. And when I bring my daughters, we sit there and dance around on the floor or dance around.
That's what we did.
And so it's to me, it's the greatest way to just relax. And there's not as many people and it's just more relaxing to me.
Got it.
And I'm not a Dole Whip fan. Sorry, Chad.
So, yeah, well, you know, there's, you know, there's room for everybody here. We're a diverse group and we're inclusive of people. So of all opinions, we're not going to deny you for not being a Dole Whip fan, but so, okay. So best overall resort. And then the other question is, let's talk about, we've primarily talked about staying there, but let's talk about owning each of these resorts. Okay. Right now in the market, there's if you're picking up resale on these, Grand Flow had a big exodus and there's a bunch of listings out there. And I will say this, it is the cheapest dues in all of Walt Disney World. And I think in order to beat it, you've got to go to like an Alani subsidized dues contract. It is like the dues at Grand Flow for everything is being as hoity-toity as it is. Some of the best dues that you're going to find. the price per point on resale was, it got down to like the one high 140s. Now it seems like we're back up a little.
Like 150s now.
Yeah. And Poly seems like it was down into the 130s. Now it's back up to the like 145s, high 140s. The dues still aren't bad at Poly. They were built side by side, like respective next to each other, literally like within sequence. So you've got a little bit more longer years on Poly. But other than that, what can you guys say about owning one versus the other?
I would say if you have three children, I would definitely choose the Grand Flow. Five in a studio, five in a one bedroom. That is a rare bird. Not many resorts you can have five in a one bedroom and five in a studio. Now you can at Riviera, which is a huge win for Riviera as well. But Grand Flow before Riviera, I don't know of any other, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them are four in a one bedroom or five in a studio or vice versa. So I think that's a huge win for Grand Flow. And I feel like it's just timeless elegance. Like if you have a daughter, I feel like the lobby with the dancing, with the orchestra, the piano player, the Enchanted Rose, Beauty and the Beast, the 1900 Park Fair, the tea party. I mean, I feel like it's like a little girl heaven. Yeah. Like it's perfect. Bippity boppity.
Okay. So Danielle, what's your thoughts on ownership? Because you own both, right?
And I really think that in order to get a room at the Grand, you really need to own the Grand. If you want it for a certain time of year, you have a vacation, if you like the Grand and the things we've talked about, that was one thing that my agent that ended up selling it to us said, that you want to jump on this, because if you don't own it, it's hard to get rooms there outside the 11-month mark. Whereas the Poly, because it's all studios with the exception of the few bungalows, I've never had it, you know, Christmas time, Easter. We've always been able to, at the 7-month mark, get a studio room. Might not have been Lakeview, but you would have been able to still get a standard room. Whereas at the Grand, it's harder. They don't have as many rooms. They don't have, you know, they're split between the Grand studios and the two bedrooms and one bedrooms and studios. So I think it's just, it'd be a better off deal if you wanted the Grand, that you had it there.
And what's usually left is like the preferred, you know? Mega points. You can't get the standard at 7 months usually when you don't own there.
One bedroom and all they have left are two bedrooms. So,
Yeah, very good. Gamble. So Justin, final thoughts here on which would you own?
Well, clearly I own VGF, so that's the one I would own. And the reason for that is, for me, it's just my battery's about to go low, so hopefully I can keep this in time. But the if you want to stay at Grand Floridian, which I do, you have to own there pretty much. And we like to go sometimes the first week of December where it's cheap. And if you don't book that at 11 months, just forget about it.
That's pretty much anything in Walt Disney World in that early December. Yeah. But okay. So awesome. Yeah. If you love the Grand Flow, you pretty much need to pick up a contract there, either direct or resale. And I haven't looked at the prices direct here recently, but it seems like both of them are sky high, like north of 220 to something. If you go to pick those up, very, 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 very late in the game. So we'll wrap this up with some interactive comments here from the audience, and I'll show this result as well. So best overall resort, Poly seemed to win 76% here. But I don't want to deny the fact, if you love Grand Flow, pick up a contract there. And then let's come back in and look at some of these other comments. So Holly was saying, I love the resort discussions and I love the use of the CrowdPer software tonight. And then Scott says, I agree, much better being interactive. And then some more comments about the 5-person studios at Poly and that at Boulder Ridge can have that. And then Holly was saying, great point, Roxanne. It's hard to fit 5 in a studio and 5 in a one bedroom. So it's usually one or the other or neither. Okay. But you do get them both at Grand Flow as well. And then no, Scott, the Poly has no lock-offs. It has no kitchens other than the bungalows. So there's no one bedrooms or two bedrooms there. And Amy was agreeing with everybody, saying in hindsight, it's not that hard to book Poly at 7 months. But when we bought, we really had no interest in Copper Creek or Alani. So she's glad that they have a small contract there. And then Vicky was saying overall Poly for theme, feel, and restaurants.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining in tonight. Thank you, Roxanne, Danielle, Justin. So, and you guys are all a part of the MyDVC Points community group, and I appreciate you guys for being a part of that and being awesome DVC members there. And next week, we will be back with Beach Club versus Boardwalk. And that's going to be a showdown and a half, because that is quite the debate in the DVC community.
Right? No contest. No contest.
Yeah. I mean, the battle lines are drawn here, okay? And Roxanne's already doing shots fired, okay?
We know where we own, Chad. We know.
So, yeah, Roxanne's already doing shots fired here. So, if you're watching live, okay, then... and you can't make it next week, you can always pick up the Community Hall podcast by MyDVC Points. That podcast is now out there on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, any place you listen to that. And I'd also encourage you to tune in to Shannon and Pete's show, the DVC Newscast by MyDVC Points. And we're going to be adding some people into that mix as well. We're going through the interview process to kind of check people out for talent to join them on that show as well. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining in. And I'm going to do a goodbye video here, and we are going to roll a clip from our Patreon exit video. And thank you to all of our Patreon sponsors. And thank you to DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial for supporting our platform in tonight's show. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.